It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Principal Nikki Vasquez from Helper Middle School. And sadly, this, I believe, is my last like school interview for the school year, because I believe next week it's the superintendent. But that means that this is the last one, the last time you have to come in and talk to me this year.
Okay.
And I know that puts a little bit of pressure off of you. But, you know, first year under the belt, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. We had a lot of successes this year, and so I'm feeling really, really good about this last year.
Well, and it seems like every administrator that I talked to this year, there were successes and there were gains in, like, reading was unbelievable. How was your guys' the reading up there at Helper Middle?
Our reading has been phenomenal, actually. I think the entire district is really focused on reading, and so we have also done a focus on reading. And our eighth graders, when they were sixth graders, they came in at 32% proficient on reading on grade level. And it is a little unfair because they use a different testing tool than we do. But 32% proficient when they came in as sixth graders, and they're leaving us 73% proficient, actually 74 if you round up. So that's phenomenal. Our current seventh graders came in at 44% proficient, and they're leaving at 73% proficient. And then our current sixth graders came in at 50% proficient, and they're leaving sixth grade at 60% proficient. But you can also see the elementary with their focus on reading is increasing their reading proficiency as well. So even though there's still different tests, it's they're making gains as well. And so it's just phenomenal for all of us.
And the one thing too that, and you've got to kind of caution, and I know the teachers, it's very hard and difficult to talk to students this time of year.
Yes, they're done.
But I think that it's important that, you know, that they focus on that. And it seems like that we always, as educators, you guys always worry about that summer slump.
Yeah, we do. And in fact, we've kept data for quite a while, and our summer slump is not that significant. We actually can get them back pretty quickly and then show those gains right away by October. They're back. So
that's great. That is great. And the other one that everybody touched on, and I don't know how it was there, was how was attendance? It always seems like attendance is a big deal here at the schools.
Attendance is tough. We did well. We can definitely improve there. There's some things that kids struggle with, and I think COVID is still causing some of that for some of our kiddos, and so it's hard.
It really is. So the other thing that we always like to talk about towards the end of the school year, I mean, we don't like to talk about them, but we do have some members of the faculty that are leaving.
Yeah, we do.
And one of them taught my daughters in school, and she's actually retiring, so good for her. So let's talk about her for a moment.
Yeah, Belinda Oliver, I think it's 27 years, if I remember right. And so she's been in education for a long time and has decided that she's gonna go ahead and manage grandbabies. She's got four on the way.
Seems like that's what always happens, even with school teachers. They just retire from their other kids and go back home to their grandkids.
Yep.
And that's great for her. Great for her. And then you have another one that is leaving the school, but he's also leaving the area.
Correct. So we have Marcos Navarro, our band teacher, and he was born and raised in California, and just he and his wife have a drawback to the area, and so they're leaving as well. So
we'll have two new faculty members to start the school year up there.
Correct.
At Helper Middle. But all will be right with the world. And the other thing that we always like to talk about at the end of the year, you know, we talked about the gains in reading and the attendance and parent or teachers that are leaving and those kinds of things. But the other thing we got to talk about, because it's what kids look forward to in August, is the field trips and the fun that's planned in May. So what do we got going on for Helper Middle this year?
So we actually have a few fun things that are going on. So our seventh grade gets a few extra field trips because of the college and career. So they are actually going to go to the San Rafael Swell on Friday, assuming the weather holds up. But we did let parents know that we have something else planned if the weather doesn't hold up or if it's too muddy. So hopefully they'll be able to go to the Swell on Friday. And then the eighth graders are headed to Lagoon on Friday. And they're going to be there all day, leave at 8 and get back about 8:30. And so that'll be fun for them. And then we have our adaptive sports for our special needs students who will be going on a rafting trip down in Moab. And so we have a company down there that will do that adaptive sports for them. Then our sixth graders are going to be headed to Coin Crazy in Spanish Fork on Wednesday. Seventh graders will be going to Provo Beach on Wednesday. And then the eighth graders will have the Outsiders Day where they dress as greasers and I think it's Soch. And they we take pictures in downtown Helper and they really get into it. I'm always surprised the number of students who dress up and have a good time. And we take pictures near the cars and the old buildings and then present those at the eighth grade send off in a slideshow. And it's been a lot of fun.
So plenty of great things happening before the end of the year at Helper Middle School. And Principal Vasquez, looking forward to having you back next year as you start year two. And hopefully everything works out for you well this summer, and have a great one, and we'll talk again next year.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.